Today is the final day of the esports competition, the International, at Seattle's Key Arena. What are esports or electronic sports? Well, they're organized games where fans watch professional video gamers compete. And this year's competition is getting a lot of attention. KUOW's Arwen Nix reports.
Remember when your mom told you that you'd never make a living playing video games? Well, your mom was wrong. Kind of. This weekend, more than 10,000 people flocked inside Seattle's Key Arena to watch other people play video games. Over the course of 4 days, 14 teams face off, and the winning team walks away with over $5 million. Watching someone else play a video game might sound boring, but yesterday, the crowd at the International was going wild. Being there isn't really that different than going to any professional sports game. The arena is filled with fans, cheering their favorite teams, and eating.
Can I have a hot dog?
Games aren't long, usually less than an hour. Up on the stage, two teams sit in what look like large glass boxes, hunched over keyboards, intently pecking away. The goal of the game is for one team to travel through a forest and take over the other team's base. Think a really hard capture the flag with monsters. But the spectators aren't just watching the sun-deprived gamers in a box. They're looking up at enormous screens that hang above and to the sides of the stage. They see what the players see.
So there's robots going across the screen, which are dealing damage to everyone. There's a lightning hero who's zapping everybody with lightning. There's somebody life-draining. The Pugna is life-draining another hero, sucking all his life away.
That's Spencer Bray. He lives in Seattle and works at Amazon. He's been playing Dota for a few years. He says watching the International is just like watching any sport.
Think of it like a basketball court, and the basketball court never changes, and the same thing as the map never changes. And you see, like, this side of the map looks all, like, old and decrepit, and the other side looks all lush and foresty, but it's always the same map. It's always this forest area.
And just like a basketball game, the packed stadium is only a small fraction of the game's overall audience. Last year's International competition had at least 1 million simultaneous online views, and there are even more ways to watch this year. Sports network behemoth ESPN has gotten into the mix. ESPN3 is streaming all the games, and the cable channel ESPN2 dedicated 30 minutes of Sunday night primetime to highlights, previews, and an interview with the CEO of Valve, the Bellevue-based gaming company behind the game. This isn't the first time people have tuned in to watch someone else sit at a table and play a game. That's according to Jonathan Wu, financial analyst for ValuePenguin.com.
Poker is generally the kind of go-to comparison that, you know, in 2003, when they first broadcast the World Series of Poker on primetime and things like that, there was no guarantee that you'd be able to create, you know, a massive groundswell of an audience and that people would follow. But pretty soon you had, it felt like every channel had some poker content in one way or the other.
Wu recently completed an analysis of the economics of esports, comparing them to other professional sports. According to his analysis, the minimum annual income earned from competitive play for an NFL player is $405,000 a year. For a Dota 2 player, it's just over $4,300. If the industry continues to get mainstream attention and the audience grows, that could lead to more sponsorships and a steadier income for professional players. But for the fans, it isn't about the money. They come to watch and to learn.
You know, I'm away from home right now. Home's about 12 hours away by car, and it is killing me that I don't have access to my computer right now, because I've seen so many different things that I just want to try out, things that I want to practice, and I'm going to have to wait a few more days before I can do that.
That's Bryce Robinson. He drove up to Seattle from Utah for the International, and he's been in line by 6 a.m. every day. The games don't even start till 9.
Quite a long drive. We're sleeping in a car right now, so we're here for the duration. We're dedicated.
He's a business student at Brigham Young University. Robinson first started playing Dota while living in Singapore, and he now plays with a club at his college. He doesn't plan on dropping out to pursue a career as a professional Dota 2 player, but not because the money's bad.
I do not think I'm good enough is the thing. It, you know, 1,400 hours, and there are days that you just still sit there and wonder, like, why am I so bad at this game?
The 1,400 hours he mentioned is how many hours he's clocked playing Dota 2. And the number of hours logged playing is worn like a badge of honor. All the players I talked to made sure to mention how many hours they'd clocked. The highest number I heard was 2,000 in 2 years. For professional players, Dota 2 is their full-time job, and they play for hours on end every single day. And today is the day that time pays off. Five players that walked into Key Arena on Friday will take the stage this afternoon. Avatars wielding blades or balls of fire, they will move through the forest, battling the other team with robots and lightning, one keystroke at a time. And when they win, they will each walk away $1 million richer.
And they're all there being here in Seattle, and they're cheering. They're chanting.
For KUOW, I'm Arwen Nix.
And those Dota 2 Esports International Finals are happening right now at the Key Arena at Seattle Center. Those millionaires will be announced any minute. I'm Ross Reynolds, and this is The Record.